work stress, home stress, and financial stress. We all have it in some form or another. Hi, I'm Tara Solomon-Smith, Family Consumer Science Agent with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. The toll of chronic stress isn't limited to emotional suffering. Research confirms that high stress can set the stage for heart disease. We've all experienced that fight or flight stress response. In the short term, this temporary response is good. It gives you what you need to flee or take action. The problem comes if you start to experience this response even when there is not an imminent threat. Since we can't wave a magic wand and make stress disappear, there are coping options such as eating well and exercising that help. I'd like to provide you with three items to help you boost your happiness and well-being today. First, each night reflect on your day and write down three things that went well. This could be as simple as reading a bedtime story to your toddler. Secondly, identify your top five strengths. Choosing one of your strengths, try to use it in a different way. If curiosity is your strength, try reading about a topic you know nothing about. Finally, make a gratitude visit. Identify someone who has been particularly kind to you. Write a note of gratitude to that person and be specific. These habits may help reduce the amount of stress you feel. You may want to reach out for more tools or help. We should never feel bad for seeking ways to improve our health. For your Wildcat Extension District, this has been Tara Solomon-Smith with your K-State Research and Extension Mentor.